Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. We have been holding this on the first Friday of the month for 7 years now. And it just warms my heart. We have such a dedicated group of people that show up month after month to spend a half hour to an hour doing some healing work for the planet. And I'm just thrilled that today our meditation is going to be led by my good friend, Linda Shea. And Linda is, man, she's a trailblazer, really, in the evolution of human consciousness. And she's a pioneer in the field of dolphin energy healing. So I guess it's been like over 20 years now that Linda's been collaborating with that wise, vast, loving dolphin consciousness. And she helps humans heal their hearts and transform their consciousness and find their joy through the dolphins. And she's been on a, 20-some-year journey with this whole process of really sort of becoming more dolphin than human, I would say. And through that journey, she's created a spiritual path through the dolphin attunements that helps to transform human consciousness. I have done her dolphin attunements, and I can tell you that they are really amazing and life-changing. And over the years, I think Linda's trained over 100 people as certified dolphin energy practitioners. So these are people that can do healing with dolphin energy. Linda also does personal dolphin energy healing sessions with people. She does retreats, classes, swim with wild dolphin adventures. And if you haven't read her amazing book, Dolphin Love, From Sea to Land, I highly recommend it. She also contributed a chapter to Dolphins and Whales Forever, which I have a chapter in, and several other people that are on the call today as well. So I'm just really excited to see what Linda has for us today. And just take it away, Linda.
Thank you, Mary, and thank you, everybody, for being here. It's so nice to be introduced by someone who really knows you. I've been things, and they read off the bio, which you're reading off the bio, but you know me, you know my life journey, and you just added that extra connecting piece. So I really value and appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yes, so I tuned into my primary dolphin spirit guide. Her name is Iris. And she spells it capital I. The first three letters are capitalized. It's I-R-U and a small s, Iris. All right, so what I was talking about was my primary dolphin spirit guide. Her name is Iris, and she spells it I-R-U-S. And it's a play on words, I-R-us. So for me, she's the spokes dolphin of the collective dolphin consciousness. And she's a beautiful, beautiful, very large white spirit dolphin. And she's the dolphin aspect of the divine feminine. So this morning I asked Iris how we could best be of service. And she brought in the very first message that I received from the dolphins way long time ago, 2 years even before I knew that I had this work to do with the dolphins. I was on a boat off the coast of Lanai in Hawaii, and a pod of spinner dolphins came to the boat. And everybody on the boat ran to the side to see the dolphins, and I felt a blast of energy shoot through my body, gluing me to my spot on the boat. So I couldn't go to see them, and I closed my eyes, and I heard myself project to the dolphins, "What are you here to teach us?" What immediately came back was unity, community. So that's what the theme of this time that we spend together is going to be about, the dolphins, the spirit dolphins and whales, are going to gather in a circle around us, and we are the representation of all of humanity on Earth. The first thing they're going to do is imbue all of us with this frequency of unity community so that we become that within ourselves. And after we have become it, we're going to shine this light into the waters of the planet and really onto the whole planet. So that is what we're going to do together. So I'm inviting us all to close our eyes. To breathe deeply, filling your lungs on the inhale. Emptying your lungs on the exhale. Make a sound. You're all on mute. Make a sound to get all of that old stale air out of your lungs. And a few more rounds of conscious, deep in-breaths. And as we're breathing, this incredible gathering of spirit dolphins and spirit whales is surrounding us. We are placed in the center of the beautiful sphere of love. And we're being invited to open our hearts, to open our minds, to open our bodies. Every cell and every space within our bodies, and to open our soul. To receive the gift and the blessing of unity, community. From the multitude of spirit dolphins and spirit whales that are surrounding us. The beautiful energy of ocean is arising. Filling this space. Our external spaces and our internal spaces. And this ocean is pristine, clear, brimming with life and life force. And ocean embraces us. Beautiful pod of open-hearted, awakening humans. Into her waters. Many, many beings of the sea are gathering to participate, to bear witness with great joy and celebration. There is such diversity in the oceans and the waters of this planet. And within that diversity, there's harmony. So these beings of the sea are contributing their experience of unity community and sharing it with us. And first, we're being invited to receive this ourselves individually. And as we take unity community into ourselves, into our bodies, every cell, every organ, every system within us is brought into the state of harmony. The experience of community encourages all of our parts to cooperate, to communicate. There are, you know, typically some blockages and areas of disconnect inside of us that lead to chronic disease or pain. Those places inside are being gently massaged and soothed, brought into balance and harmony. By this frequency of unity community. We deeply relax. We deeply let go. And we allow these shifts and changes to occur inside of us. And as this process continues, we're being invited to form a circle among all of us on this call and all those who are going to listen to the recording in the future. We're being invited to hold hands with our fellow podmates. So you can either extend your hands, your arms to your side with your open hands, or imagine yourself doing so. And feel as energetically another hand touches and joins with your hands on either side. This may be a podmate geographically remotely distant from you, but in spirit, we are in this collective field and all is possible. We dissolve the illusion of separation and we come together as a beautiful, beautiful human pod. And now this field, this experience of unity, community expands and embraces all of us together as a collective. Notice how your body is responding to this frequency. Is it comfortable for you? For some, it may be like a homecoming. And you may have a little, you know, I don't know. Whatever you're experiencing, let yourself be as you are and welcome. Welcome your experience. And I invite us all to trust these dolphins and whales deeply. They have been where we are. They've traveled this journey of polarization and separation, and they've passed through. On their journey, they learned so much, gained such wisdom. They reside in oneness, even those that are in body on planet Earth. The dolphins and the whales reside in unity community. So we let that in, we breathe that in. We allow ourselves to drink deeply of that well of oneness. We feel it in our hearts, in our bodies, in our bones. And we feel the truth that we are safe with one another, among one another, in this field of unity community. We are imprinting this experience of safety into our cellular memory. And we are allowing that to grow and expand and to wind deeply into our psyche. We are safe. I am safe. In this body. With my fellow humans. At this time on Earth. I am safe. Say that out loud to you or to yourself. I am safe. And really let that go deeply into you. And what's being called forth as we do this is our greater selves, our I am presence, our divine selves, we allow our divinity to emerge, to fill every cell and every space of our bodies and to expand beyond our bodies, filling up our energy fields. We let our divine light shine. And we become an immense source of light and love and truth upon the earth. Feel that power within you. Allow your light to shine brighter and brighter. And brighter. Excellent. Now, as a pod, we are going to lift our field. We're lifting away, rising above planet Earth. We are joining with the spirit dolphins and spirit whales that are encircling us. And we are going to take our place within this cetacean sphere of love that is encircling our entire beloved planet Gaia. Allow yourself to be repositioned to take your place in this sphere. And you might have fins taking hold of your hands now. You may be surrounded by a dolphin or a whale on either side. We take our places and collectively, spirit dolphin, spirit whale, and divine human, collectively we shine divine love, divine light, divine truth. And the frequency of unity community. We allow this, all of this, to simply spill forth from us. To be received by Mother Earth and by all who live within and upon her. Mother Earth has her sacred heart and her arms open wide, receiving these gifts and blessings. As we gaze upon this beautiful blue planet, we notice that it's getting lighter. And brighter. The waters are receiving this gift. The land is receiving this gift. All of the plant life is receiving this gift. The animal kingdom is receiving this gift. The unseen realms upon earth are receiving this gift. We hold this vision in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. Unity community on earth. Among all of life, the Unity community. For all. I will be silent as we allow this to continue to flow. We're going to seal this with sound, and all are invited. Excuse me. Excuse me. All are invited to emit a tone to seal the transmission of this gift to Earth. We are descending, returning to Earth. The spirit dolphins, whales, are maintaining the sphere of love. They are celebrating us. They're thanking us for collaborating with them to uplift the frequency of Gaia. And we're being brought back together as if we were in the same place in a beautiful field somewhere where the sun is shining, it's warm, there are beautiful wildflowers, trees, deer off in the distance, beautiful white fluffy clouds. And we are, it's safe for us to join together physically, to hold hands, to hug, to dance, to laugh, to celebrate. Let's have the celebration together in spirit. Give ourselves that. We have thirsted for this. So it is safe to do that now with one another. Meet your friends. Look at them face to face. Gaze into their eyes. Hold hold their face with your hands and enjoy this physicality with one another. We know how dolphins love to be physical. They love that touch. Give ourselves this experience of touch with one another. And let yourself be deeply nourished. Feel yourself being touched. And receive that with a glad heart. Feel how valued and cherished and loved you are by your podmates in this gathering. Unity Community is alive and well and flowing abundantly, and it is good. Let's sit down on the ground, on this earth. Place our hands upon the earth. Connect with Mother. And express your love, your appreciation, your gratitude for all that she is, for all that she provides for us. And let's thank the waters of this planet. Send our love, send our gratitude to the waters. It's the water that makes this feel, this abundant life possible. We bring our hands now to our heart space. We bring all of this love into our own hearts. And we give the same amount and quality of love that we gave to one another, we now give to ourselves. Tell yourself how cherished you are, how lovable you are, how precious you are, just the way you are. And breathe that deeply in. We gaze up into the skies and we know that the spirit dolphins and whales are above, still showering their gifts upon us, and we thank them. Thank you, dolphins. Thank you, whales. We love you with all our hearts. We are one.
When you're ready, you can softly open your eyes. Come on back. And feel the frequency of unity community that you are embraced by. And we are complete.
Wow, Linda. Oof, that's this unity community field is very palpable.
Yeah,
I feel it completely surrounding us and emanating out from us both.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. I want to open the lines in a minute, but I'm just getting this really strong feeling that while we're all in this space, you're back.
I'm sorry, I dropped off. I'm sorry, I'm back.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I did.
So, that's all right. I was just saying, while we're all still kind of in this unity space here, before I open the lines, I feel really driven to just lead a little two-minute thing for the fires.
Great.
So if we could all just, we're connected. We're so connected to each other. We're connected to the waters. And I would just like to ask the sacred waters of this planet if they could gather in the clouds, gather in the atmosphere above the western third of the United States, where so, so many fires are burning right now. So if we could all together ask that the waters gather in the skies and rain down wherever these fires are happening, in California, in Oregon, in Washington, Arizona, wherever these fires, wherever these trails of smoke are, if this beloved water on our planet could rain down and put these fires out. So let's hold that vision for a moment of these beautiful, engorged clouds full of blessed water traveling around the western part of the United States and just raining itself down wherever the flames are. Let's hold that vision and just see it happening for a minute. The rains are pouring down. The fires are being extinguished. The smoke is disappearing. Thank you, water. Thank you for helping us to stop this fire season. So if you can
Thank
start
you,
coming back.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So come back into your bodies. And anybody who'd like to share something with Linda about that journey or ask a question, you can *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name. Yeah, come back into your bodies.
You know, I find that when I'm in my heart, there are no words. You know, when we're in our hearts, yeah. There really are no words. So it's okay.
Hello.
Mary, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Am I here? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I heard Jamie.
Yes, is there somebody else that wants to speak first? That's fine.
Can you guys hear me? This is Shelley. Hi, Shelley. Oh, good. I can't tell. Well, hi. I haven't been in here in a really while, and I wanted to thank Linda. I was just out in the woods in Maine. I've been taking 2 weeks just to be in nature and to be by the ocean, and was out by the full moon, just bright as can be, clear skies and calm ocean last night on this full moon. And I was in the woods just walking, and all of a sudden I just got this message to come on the call. And I haven't been on any calls in about 10 days. And my heart just delighted in just the vibration of the words unity community, because I've been part of Unity Week and the Caravan of Unity. There's literally a caravan that went across the country and ended 2 days ago in the Washington Mall. And this focal point of really this vibration of unity community, and for me what I've been really feeling in my heart as human, instead of humanity, human unity, the sense of coming together in our living waters as one. And so I just wanted to just really simply express my gratitude and just the love that gets held in this circle every single month with, you know, the power of understanding the depths of water, the depths of the gifts of the cetaceans and the dolphins. And it was funny because yesterday someone sent me, she's a stained glass worker, and she had found this tool where she could cut dolphins and whales out of, and she just finished the first one the night before.
Wow.
So I just feel like this is in the air. And Mary, I'll have to send you this person. You can send it out to people. Ellen's, she's just amazing stained glass. So, but in any case, just wanted to really take this into my heart as the train goes by and carry this into my day and week. I love you. Okay, I'm hanging up. Bye.
Thank you, Shelley. Blessings.
Okay. Jamie, did you want to come back on and say something?
Yes, I just had a vision of something during this beautiful experience with all of you that in 1996, I was on a Dutch boat with my husband and a guy that owned the boat. He wanted us to travel with him. And we were in Florida, and I remember him saying that, you know, if we go tonight, we'll have to go in a storm, but if we don't go tonight, we won't be able to visit the islands before we go out to the where there was no land for several days. And so we decided to do that, and I knew nothing about boats, and so I was one had the night watch at midnight, and there's like this huge storm, and the boat's going up and down and up and down, so I imagine myself being on a dolphin.
That's great.
I know. It was so beautiful. It was so absolutely beautiful. I was just like on a dolphin riding it. But but one of the things that happened as well with these beautiful thought forms started coming through me. Like, and there was no mind stuff, and it was just so incredibly beautiful. And I thought, this is how we're supposed to communicate as humans on the deepest level, when these thought forms just come flowing through. And so anyway, I sometimes I would take the night watch from other people, you know, my husband or the guy that owned the boat. And one night he wanted to stay with me. So the sea was this beautiful purple. It was so beautiful and still. And we both saw a dolphin come out of the water, like bolt up into the sky. Well, there must have been a wave or water or something, but there was all these iridescent colors like you'd see when there's that phosphorus. And we saw this dolphin just like staying there. And we looked at each other and we said, is this a dream?
Wow.
And it was so beautiful. And it was just the most amazing experience. Like, I never felt like I wasn't present. You know, it was just it was just amazing. But anyway, I just want to share that with you because it came to me during this moment when we were all together.
Beautiful. Jamie, thank you for sharing that. Wow.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm receiving that, and thank you for sharing all that comes from your heart. We love you. I'm speaking for we. Is it okay out there if I speak for we?
Yes. Perfectly fine.
I feel on the heart level I know this.
Thank you.
Sure.
I'd like to say thank you so much for this. And I also saw purple, which was interesting, and that's why I wanted to say I was seeing purple throughout the water, and I saw mermaids. Their tails were this beautiful turquoise and purple swaying through the water, and it was so magical. So thank you for
beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. You're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you, purple light. Yeah.
Is there anybody else that would like to say something before we wrap up the call for this month?
This is Muriel. Linda, that was just, so special. I really, it's like you said, I am so in my heart space. I don't have a lot of words, but just gratitude, gratitude, gratitude.
Oh, thank you, Muriel. Thank you so much. You're so welcome.
Hi, this is Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. You know, I just can't thank you enough. Today. Last night, you know, they gave this warning, you know, that for the Berkeley Hills, you know, there may be an evacuation needed, and we live right at the north end of the Berkeley Hills.
Oh.
And I tried my very best to not completely panic, you know, and to, like, think clearly and stay centered and balanced, you know, and just after everything, there's just been so much going on. Mm-hmm. And with this meditation, I realized, oh, God, it feels so good to come back home into my heart. Just, such a relief, just so, it was like the juxtaposition of last night and this meditation. There was so much of a difference in those scenes, and it was such a reminder of where we're going, and I really needed that. You know, where we could be, where we can be right this instant in our hearts. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you. I'm so glad you were able to be here today, and you know, we're holding, all of us are holding you and that whole area in our hearts, that the relief will come.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Hello, this is Sunny Maureen from Sun City, Arizona. The prevailing thought throughout the whole thing was, oh my gosh, what a world this would be if every Congress and every Senate had to do this prior to starting their
deliberations.
Yes.
I'll sign that petition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll hold that vision for sure.
Yes. Yes. You know, years ago, David and I, when we were in the Netherlands teaching, we were taken to NATO. One of our podmates worked at NATO. And she got permission to take us in. It's such a story, but to cut the chase, we were taken to a conference room within the vicinity of the meeting room that you always saw on the TV. We got to see that room too, but we got to be in a conference room and bring in the dolphins, and the whales came through with an extraordinary thing as well in NATO headquarters. It was so powerful. Wow. This employee was frustrated because she said their acronym, the people who work at NATO, they called it no action talking only. But what I got from the dolphins is it didn't matter what happened in the room. The fact that those people from every nation that was involved, the fact that they gathered at the higher levels, at the levels of their spirit, so much was able to happen. So it didn't really matter what happened, you know, in the third dimension. On the spirit plane, a lot happened because of their physical gatherings. And that brought me, it was like, wow, what a perspective. And it's the same, you know, it's the same. It doesn't look like it, but it's the same at our levels of government as well. On the higher and the higher aspects of all of our government officials, we have to trust that good things are happening.
Yeah, and we can also spend time each day sending that vibration of unity, community out to those people.
Exactly.
Including them in that and waking up their hearts to see the world from that perspective rather than the perspective we think they're seeing it from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's important. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Sunny.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you, everybody. For being
can you
here.
Hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Linda. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Thank you. Hi, how are you? I haven't talked to you.
Oh, good. Long. Long time no talk to.
Hi.
Good to hear you.
You're in Arizona.
I know.
Yeah, but I wanted to thank you with the bottom of my heart. This heartfelt, exquisite energy that came through was just like unbelievable. Just the dolphins and everything was so, my body was lighting up. I mean, it's like I had been feeling like a fish out of water lately, and I just like zoomed back in, and I wanted to thank you. Just,
oh, amazing. I got shivers. Yeah. Welcome home.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm glad that you're here, Deborah. Thank you so much. I love you.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Love you, too.
Big hug.
Well, thank you again, Linda. And I so appreciate you being here month after month and jumping in, you and David jumping in to host when I can't be here. And we're just being such a big part.
Oh.
Yeah. You're a big part of this, and
thank you. Such an honor and privilege. And Mary, 7 years. Good heavens.
Years.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah.
We bow down to you. Truly.
Summit.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can all have our chaotic goodbye, and we'll see you all next month.
Thank you, everybody. I love you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Mary.
Great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.